The accounting firm Arthur Andersen went on trial today in Houston. Prosecutors and defense attorneys are questioning more than 100 potential jurors as they try to select a final panel. Andersen is charged with obstructing justice for its destruction of documents related to its audits of the Enron Corporation. NPR's Cheryl Corley was at the federal courthouse in Houston today and joins us now. Cheryl, you can sometimes get a sense of the strategies of each side from the questioning of prospective jurors. What kinds of questions were attorneys asking today?
Well, I think the most interesting question, John, came from defense attorney Rusty Hardin. He asked the potential jurors whether they could keep an open mind, whether they could imagine anybody destroying documents for any other reason than to help themselves or their company. And then he specifically asked how many of them had routinely destroyed unnecessary documents at their job. And a number of them raised their hands, and Hardin says, well, are you a criminal? And he asked them if they had deleted email, and most of them again raised their hands. And he goes, well, are you a felon? So those are some of the things that were happening. On the other side, the prosecutor, Matt Friedrich, asked the prospective jurors if they thought it was fair that a partnership like Andersen could be found guilty of obstruction of justice because of the actions of a few or even one employee.
Of course, the government star witness is David Duncan, Andersen's former top auditor on the Enron account, and he's already admitted to violating the law when he destroyed documents. How are Andersen's lawyers planning to deal with that?
Well, I think what Andersen will try to say is that even though David Duncan confessed to committing a crime, it doesn't mean that he really did commit a crime. Rusty Hardin, the lead defense attorney, says it wasn't clear that the Securities and Exchange Commission was conducting an official investigation when the documents and emails in question were destroyed. Mm-hmm. And he says if there was no formal investigation going on, there also may not have been a crime. And Hardin says there was no question that documents were destroyed. The question is whether it was done with the intent to avoid the SEC.
Andersen initially pressed the court and the government for a speedy trial, but later started asking for delays. Is Andersen really ready for a trial to go forward right now?
Well, I think at this point they just have to be ready because they really don't have any other choice. They initially asked for the delay because they said pretrial publicity hurt their chance of getting a fair trial. And in court, Hardin asked jurors who had heard the name David Duncan. He wanted everybody to stand up who had heard it. And just about everybody in the group stood up, and he said, now you can understand my concern. But that's just something he's going to have to deal with. Lots of people in Houston know about this case because this is, after all, the home of Enron.
So when do we expect opening statements?
Well, sometime this week, for sure. We're not sure exactly the day yet, but definitely this week.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking with us from Houston.